Osama bin Laden's considerable influence over the Taliban had as much to do with the wads of cash in his pockets as it did with the shared ideology. That, according to a senior Taliban official, Mohammad Coxer, who defected from the Taliban and remains in Kabul. Despite his high-ranking position, Coxer claims to have had ties with the Northern Alliance for many years. Coxer was interviewed by Peter Baker, a reporter for the Washington Post. His comments provide a glimpse into the repressive Taliban state and its relationship with Osama bin Laden.
This man was a deputy interior minister for the Taliban, and more importantly than that, a close friend of Mohammed Omar, the supreme leader of the Taliban, one of the original members of the movement. And so it's not simply a fellow who happened to have a title and an office.
Mr. Coxar would have one believe, in his interview with you at least, that all along he's been sympathetic to talking to journalists. Do you buy it, or do you hear it as just something self-serving anyone would say right now in Kabul?
Well, of course, in his position, you know, a top leader of the Taliban, it would be in his interest to portray himself as anything but a true believer. But on the other hand, you know, the Northern Alliance people who have agreed to accept him into their midst and not take him into custody or punish him in any way, clearly find him to be, you know, genuine enough, or at least a valuable enough informant to merit different treatment than they would give to Mohammed Omar, for instance.
Now, as he described it to you, Osama bin Laden's great appeal to the Taliban leaders, it may have had some ideological or religious basis, but there also was cold cash behind it.
Yes, of course. They start out from the same ideological foundation, of course, anti-Western, a belief in a very strict interpretation of Islam. But as the years went by, Osama bin Laden, according to Mr. Coxer, really incorporated himself into the Taliban in part through his generous donations. He would walk around with huge wads of cash in his pocket and rather happily give them out to Taliban officials, $50,000, $100,000 at a pop.
I gather he told you that when the Taliban needed not just cash, but if they needed, say, vehicles to move people around, bin Laden was the one who could provide them with it.
Well, yes. I mean, as I understand it from Mr. Haksur, if the Taliban were preparing to try to hit the Northern Alliance, they would call up, I gather, Mr. bin Laden, and he would essentially dispatch over 50 pickup trucks. And these pickup trucks are used here like American GIs would use Humvees. They're the vehicle of choice for guerrilla fighters in Afghanistan. And without that kind of aid, the Taliban would never have the capacity to launch attacks and keep the opposition at bay.
Now, by his own account, Mr. Coxer was in touch with the Northern Alliance, in touch with Western journalists, in touch with the Western intelligence agencies. He even said the CIA came posing as Western journalists, I gather, to visit him. And yet he was able to do all this while serving the Taliban regime. Did you get the impression that he was extremely clever in how he did this, or was the Taliban regime a little bit looser than we might have thought?
Well, it is interesting that he was able to get away with it, and I would we'd love to know more, of course, about what they thought of him, whether they suspected him. But, you know, Afghanistan is a place where loyalties shift and people continue to interact on some level or another despite very bloody battles with each other. And so it's not necessarily all that surprising that he would keep in contact with the enemy. But it is sort of interesting that nobody on his side seemed to realize it.
Well, Peter Baker, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Reporter Peter Baker of the Washington Post spoke to us from Kabul.